Blog Talk Radio.
Radio talk show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. We're just moving right along here in the week, and I am very, very excited because we have a fantastic guest on today, a singer-songwriter, and from all the way out in the West Coast. I would like to welcome Miss Annie Stila. Annie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I am doing good. I'm making the best of the day that I can. Have you ever had one of those days where it's like a black cloud just is following you around? You know, I went to put on a pair of shoes and the shoelace broke. You know, just everything's fighting me. Just a little annoying things today.
I have a lot of those days, so I understand.
I can hear you. I normally don't.
Yeah.
But I will say this, today is not a day where I will be using any power tools, just because,
okay.
things could go bad. All day today.
I get it.
Oh, man, I went to make a bowl of cereal earlier, and I got all excited and ready, and I poured the milk in, and then I smelled the milk, and went, well, no, that's no good.
that's not a good way to start your day. Yeah.
No. No, not at all. But I am glad. I think it's turning around because we've got you on the show, and I'm very excited. I am a big fan of your music. It is what I've heard is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit. You play piano, right? Like, that's you playing the piano on your track and everything that we're going to play here in a little bit?
Yeah, that's me. That's what. That's my only skill. You know, I play piano. I play.
Come on now.
That's my instrument. I play piano and sing, and I write the songs. I did want to say, did you say that you? I was listening back to a track, a couple of your podcasts, and are you from the Metro Detroit area? Because that's where I'm from.
I am. I grew up in. Oh, really? Yeah, I grew up. East Side. Just north of Detroit, little town called New Baltimore. Actually, Chesterfield Township right there is where I grew up. Until I was about 16,
okay.
And then I moved down to the city, you know.
Oh,
I got
okay.
real bored
gotcha,
in the suburbs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I also
My
grew
first
up in the
apartment
suburbs, but...
was New Center area. Now, where were you from?
Okay.
Where did you grow up at?
Well, I'm from, northwest of Detroit. I'm from Bloomfield Hills. Kind of the border of Bloomfield Hills.
A Bloomfield Hills gal.
Yeah,
I
for
gotcha.
Those that don't know, it's,
Pinky
yeah,
out.
It's kind of a fancy suburb, but I was on the outskirts, kind of dirt road area of that suburb.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
She wasn't too pinky out there. Very fancy, actually.
It is. And, you know, I grew up sort of on the border between Bloomfield Hills and a little town called Franklin. So I grew up in a very little tiny town and then went to school in the suburbs. So it was an interesting way to grow up. It wasn't bad. It was
Absolutely.
Interesting, I'll say. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and that's. It's funny, I tell people, oh yeah, Detroit, because it's easy, it's a catch-all, you know.
No,
I hear you, man. I totally grew up in the suburbs, and it was funny. I remember the first time I ever went to Paris, and I'm hanging out in the ninth. You know, we went to the Moulin Rouge, and me and my gal at the time were looking to get in some trouble. You know, we're hanging out. That's the place to do it. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in the street. And I used to have this big, crazy kind of Robert Smith hair, you know, going, and I'd always wear a suit and look like a weird, real weirdo. And he saw me, but everybody in Paris thought I was English when they would first see me because of the hair, you know. And he's like, hey, I've got heroin. He was trying to sell me heroin. And I'm like, man, I don't want any heroin. I'm from Detroit. And without missing a beat, he said, I got crack. So we hightailed it out of there. That tells you, ladies and gentlemen, about Detroit and its international reputation, at least back in the day.
Back in the day, for sure.
No, that's
definitely
cool.
Getting better, slowly getting better. I definitely have some friends who have moved back. And yeah, it's, you know, friends are moving back, artists are moving back, they're opening up bars and restaurants. And although I don't know what's happening right now, but, you know, what with coronavirus, et cetera.
Right.
But I think, you know, I think it's gonna, any place that where the young kids move back and the artists move back, I think it has a chance. So we'll see.
And make it cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I haven't
absolutely.
Been back in like 20 years. I used to, I don't know if you, I was always kind of a weirdo, hung out with a crazy crowd. And I used to live above City Club downtown and in that crazy building down there.
Oh, wow.
Which was
cool.
Great because, you know, yeah, it took an elevator to my favorite club. That was the best thing ever. But no, it was horrible. When I lived in Detroit, I mean, it was bad, man. But this was 20 years ago, you know? And like I said, my friend Patriot says it really changed and come, like you, you know, she said, you don't know Detroit. I'm like, really? There's no cars burning or anything? And she's like, no, all that's behind you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I
gotta go visit.
We're hoping that it is. Yeah, I think everybody's hoping that it's behind us, but you never know. But yeah, I think, you know, I have a lot of friends who moved back. My family is still in a lot of my family is still in the suburbs out there. So we get back here and there. And, you know, for me, the suburbs was a good place to grow up. It was a nice kind of sheltered childhood for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Now, your track that we're going to be playing, I'm so glad you're working with Kelly over Kelly Mac PR and whatnot. You know, when she sent this over to me, you know, and I checked it out and everything, I was like, and she sent me a little bit of the Cliff Note versions of kind of what's behind the track. I was completely intrigued. I was like, wow, this is cool. Now, let me just preface this by saying I got a dog, but I don't think that's the same thing. I'm not a parent, so I have no idea of the seriousness of that. I mean, esoterically, I know, but, you know, I haven't experienced it personally, you know, but I've known a lot of women who have had children, and you're not alone in that kind of overwhelming thing that happens. But here you are as an artist vocalizing about it. And I think that's cool because I think it happens a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I think there's a kind of club that happens, a kind of idea of, you know, parenthood is extremely it's difficult, and it's great, it's amazing, but it's also very difficult. And, you know, the people who come before you, your parents or maybe your friends that have kids, they don't want to tell you how difficult it really is, because then you might not do it. And I think, you know,
right.
I think it's kind of like a fight club for parenting. It's kind of like, don't tell anyone about it or else, you know, they're not going to do it. But I think when it happened to me after I had my daughter, I have a 5-year-old daughter. And in that first year or two, I had postpartum depression, and I was sort of struggling to get a handle on it, figure out what it was, and kind of, you know, just kind of struggling to find my identity again after having a kid. And I think it amazed me. There's not a lot of songs about that, you know, there's not.
No.
There's some books, there's plenty of articles, there's plenty of information about it, but most of the songs you hear, you know, are really talking about it in a positive way. And believe me, it is positive. It's a wonderful thing, but it also sucks sometimes. And I think that you have to, if you're going to be honest, you got to include both, or at least I did. I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to talk about how crazy it was. So I think that's kind of where the record came from, is wanting to talk about every aspect of parenting and motherhood, and not just the beautiful stuff, you know?
Right, right. I remember when I was a kid, or not a kid, but when I was younger, I was always kind of a wild child. And, you know, I tell people I'm a retired club rat now. But I did. I spent, several decades in a nightclub, in various nightclubs all over the world. And that was kind of my thing. And I remember when I was, about 21, 22, way back then, women I used to know started getting, a few got pregnant, started having children.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, they usually they'd get their parents to watch the child. This would happen for about 3 weeks after they had, you know, when they got back into going out. And then that was over. You know, parents were like, no, we're not doing that while you're going out. And for a couple years, you didn't see them. You know, they just kind of disappeared, but they were busy being moms, you know. The party was kind of over for them in a way, or at least it changed.
I remember
that was my first inkling that life would change when people had a child, you know. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
And yours did, and I imagine that change was kind of interesting to go through, to say the least.
So, you know, I've spent my whole life being a musician, right? Like, I moved to LA when I was 22 from Michigan. And I've spent, you know, the many, many years since then fighting to be a musician. And when you're dealing with such a creative thing, you really have to carve out an identity. And so I had worked so hard to carve my identity out. And I knew that in those early years of my daughter's life, a lot of that was going to kind of go away because, you know, you got to put the kid to bed. You got to take care of her. You got to be, you want to be around. And so you're not out playing gigs every night. It was it kind of rips the floor out from under you. And so I knew that was coming. And I didn't know how it was going to affect me as a musician. And I will say, like, you know, I think in a lot of ways it was tough to write for a while. But once I sort of gave up this idea of like, okay, I can't write about motherhood. It's not cool. It's not like tough to be a mom, you know, this kind of, this idea that I, you know, you think of moms and you think of your own mom, you know, baking cupcakes and all this, and you don't think of like a cool musician. But the truth is, like, I don't know how cool I ever really was. So once I gave that up, it kind of broke down the walls and I was able to write about it. But it definitely that process for anyone of life changing so swiftly can really throw people off. And it did for me, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, it's interesting because that is a narrative you don't hear a lot. You know, you said, you just hear, oh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, I my life completely changed and, you know, for the better, I finally got all of my shit together and now I'm just, wonderful. Everything's great.
Dude, if there's one thing parenting taught me, it's that I don't have my shit together.
Right.
Sorry, and people, you know
what? I was going to say, and you would think, you know, we have this idea, mythology forced upon us as humans, you know, that's when you're supposed to have your shit together, you know,
you're
taking care of a little one now, you know, I mean, you better have it together, you know, things like health insurance and food and roofs and stuff, you know, I mean, it's working cars,
in those ways, I guess I did have my shit together, but in the mental and emotional ways, I did not. So, you know, what are you going to do?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Do you have flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program? Was your property damaged by the recent flooding? Then you need to file a claim with your insurance agent. Policyholders only have 60 days from the date flood damage occurred to file a claim. Remember, before rebuilding or making repairs, contact your local building official to obtain proper permits. Make sure to document damage through photos or video and immediately start the cleanup process. For information, visit floodsmart.gov/start or call 1-800-427-4661.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Oh, it's amazing. I am fascinated by the ease that I see parenting happen. Before all this COVID, we live in South Florida, me and my wife, and she grew up here, so she is a lifelong member of the Church of Disney. I'm a recent convert, I'll say. But, yeah, we go to Disney World 3 hours away. You know, it's why take an 11-hour flight to Europe when you can just go to Epcot? 3 hours away.
Right.
A lot cheaper. And, you know, we'll go to Disney World or whatnot, and you ride, I don't know if you've ever been, but they have this fleet of buses that drive you around everywhere. And I'll see these parents get on with these, and I'm amazed at the stroller apparatus. They you know, they get on, they've got a kid or a couple kids, and they've got all this stroller that folds up like a transformer. And it just fascinates me. But they make it look so effortlessly, you know, so easy. And even if the kid's screaming or something, they calm the kid down and everything just rolls off them. And I'm like, man, they make it look pretty easy. It can't all be that way. And
and
then you'll catch just the corner of their eye and you're like, oh no, you know. are rough.
I was gonna say it's not that it's easy, it's that they're exhausted, so they can't really show you how not easy it is.
I hear you. We were there the last time we were there before all this stuff happened, and I remember we were sitting there. My wife had to use the washroom, so I was waiting on this bench while she did that. And there was a lady, bless her heart, she had three little boys, and little boys, you know, they're pretending to sword fight, and they're at that age where they're just, you know, being very rambunctious and whatnot. And then there was the sensitive, the two brothers were, and then the sensitive boy, and he looks at his mom, and he's like, can't we just go back to the room so I can play with my toys? And the look of disappointment in her face, like, I have spent so much money.
I brought you to Disney World, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to go to the room. But, you know, apparently,
yeah, you
right?
do.
So I wanted to ask.
It defies your expectations.
When you got back into writing. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I wanted to say, when you got back into writing, I mean, this is what you know now. This is your world. So it was an easy slide into this costume of a subject matter, I should say? Or were you nervous?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, the way that I sort of kept my writing practice up during my pregnancy and those early years of her life, I had, like, I belonged to something called the Song Club, and it's once a week, the guy, a friend of mine, sends out an email, and it has, like, a prompt in it. And you use the prompt, a couple of words, a phrase, you use it in a song, and you send it back. And there's no critiquing, there's no there's not really any critiquing, but you just do it so that you can continue to output material. So I was still writing, some of it was total shit, but most of it was total shit, but, I was still writing. And so when the time came to kind of put this, think about making another record, as I went back through, I realized that I was already writing songs about my daughter and about motherhood without really knowing that I was. And that those songs, because they were so close to my heart, were the most interesting and the most emotional. And so I railed against it as much as I could, of being like, no, dude, I want to be Joan Jett, I want to be Fiona Apple, you know, I want to be this super cool chick. But I think, you know, you come around to it and you write what you know, as you said, and that is where I am. And if I wrote about anything else, I'd be writing around where I really am. And so that's just the kind of music I make. It's always been the kind of music I make. And it's what I wanted to share. So yeah, it was a fight against myself.
It's fantastic. And there's a truthiness to it. And I think that really comes through. And I predict that it's really going to resonate with a lot of people. Because, you know, there's been 8 billion or, you know, at least 7 billion people that have been through this before, you know. Not everybody yet, but the vast majority will. Let's play the track. This is, do you want to say something leading into it, or you want to talk about it after we play it?
We can talk about it after.
Okay. Well, folks, here it is. This is Annie Stila, Weight of Life. Check this out.
Down and back, a letter then 22, and then you're 30 and it's at your door.
What a track, ladies and gentlemen. What a track. Weight of Life. Annie Stila. Annie. Man, that piano. So haunting, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. On this track, no, I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people for a living. That's what I do. And everybody sees the end result. And they see one of my paintings and they say, oh, nothing was on TV last Tuesday, so he knocked this out. And
right.
It's because they're seeing the end result. They, you know, oftentimes mm-hmm. I'm, believe me, I want to throw the canvas in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine with music, it's kind of similar. You know, we hear the end result. We're like, oh man, that's perfect. That just must have just came so easy. You know, can't tell. Did that one put up a little bit of a fight, or did it just flow right on out?
That one was pretty quick. It was kind of my reentrance back into writing again. I had a lot of stuff bottled up when it happened. And so there are definitely, you know, most of the time, you know, you have to work at it and it takes a few drafts and you sit for a bit and puzzle over it. And, you know, like you said, you might throw your canvas. I guess I can't throw my piano, but I'd like to. And you just kind of, puzzle over it, but there are definitely certain times where the songs come out almost fully formed, and that was one of them.
That's definitely. Awesome. That is such a miracle. I know when I'm working on something and it flows nice like that, I almost want to celebrate it because just so often it doesn't. You know, I'm like, oh,
yes.
This is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good thing.
It is. Nice little treat for you.
Great. And yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Velvet Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
I'd asked you off mic, and I want to let people know, this single, ladies and gentlemen, is out. Wherever you buy digital music, you can pick this up today, right now, you know? So that's, how cool is that? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Spotify, everywhere. Very, very cool. Now, this is going to be part of a upcoming EP, Joy, and you had mentioned that a couple months out. Before that drops, right?
Yeah, that will be the fall. We're shooting for the fall. Yeah.
Nice. I'm excited on two levels because I want to hear more of your music, and I can't wait to get it. And when that happens, I can have you back on the show. So how cool is
that?
That
would be great.
I think so. Very cool. Now you mentioned also, and we talked a little bit off mic about this, there's a fantastic video for Weight of Life. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I knew this was the song I wanted to have the video for, because of the way it came out and because it was such a pure expression of my experience with motherhood that I really wanted this to be the one that got the visual. I'm hoping to do some more videos as well, but I wanted to start with this one. And it was directed by my friend Caitlin Fowler, and it was produced by the guy who shot the photos for the record, this guy Gus Black, who's
nice.
A super great photographer. And so I knew that I already knew that Gus would he would get it and he would understand the tone of it. And so we kind of went in with a few ideas. The main idea I wanted to portray, which I think gives the video a real creepiness, is that I wanted to make sure that we had a teenage girl in it. And we brought in a girl, this girl, Bella DiRienzo, I think that's her last name, DiRienzo, that sounds right. You know, the girl was I think she's maybe 18. And the idea is you don't know whether or not she's supposed to be me as an 18-year-old or whether I'm just talking to, is she my daughter, is she me, who is she? But she came in
right.
And she sat down while I cut my part of the video and she watched me. And then I walked off and it was her turn and she literally was moving her hands in the way that I move my hands. She had me down within 30 minutes. She really immediately, even my manager was like, whoa, dude, she looks like you. She's got you. So that was very cool to see that kind of talent. and to have her be a part of it. Yeah, I think she's going to do lots of good things.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, I'm a child of the 80s. I love music videos. One of the things I really dig about music videos is that so many people get so many different things. It's so subjective, you know, when people watch them, you know, and I just really think it's a cool art form, you know.
So do I.
I just love them. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well, it's a fantastic video. And ladies and gentlemen, it will be it's on my website and blog and all that, but it'll also, a lot of people don't know, but maybe that are new to listening to the show, after every show, I always put up a video or something when I'm working on the post-production. And that, of course, will be Word of Life today. It's a fantastic video, and I really think you guys should check this out. And definitely pick up the track, man. Pick up the track.
Thank you.
Now, is the whole EP Joy, is that going to be kind of in a similar vein of Void of Life? Or is it going to be different perspectives on that, on a theme?
Yeah. So I think, you know, you can only bum people out so many times. I wanted to add like every aspect of motherhood. So there is definitely songs that are sweeter and songs that are angrier and songs that are even about, you know, me as a daughter. So I wanted to kind of, you know, pull together all that stuff and not just like, you know, cry at my piano. So there's definitely, there's a few different takes for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. And that's fantastic. I should mention to everybody, we have on our show page links to all of Annie's social media and whatnot, and including her website, anniestela.com, A-N-N-I-E-S-T-E-L-A.com, anniestela.com. So if you get over there and check everything out and whatnot, very cool website. I like it a lot. It's easy for me to use, which is fantastic. I'm telling you, Annie, I have all these artsy-fartsy friends that, man, they have terrible websites, you know. I'll go, I'm like, they're like, did you hear the track? I'm like, no, I went to your website. I couldn't figure it out. And they're like, did you give the monkey the banana and the tree? I'm like, no, I didn't. I just, I need a click here button. But, you know,
yeah.
Oh, man, I said.
No, I get
crazy,
it. It should be
crazy.
Simple, what? For sure.
Absolutely. Well, we're right up against the time and whatnot, and I just want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show and class to join up around here and everything. Hey, I should mention, and I want to ask you before, absolutely, but before I let you go, because I just thought of it, you know, we've been talking about this fear of being swallowed by motherhood and whatnot. You came out of that, right? You got through it, and everything kind of worked out, as I understand.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm not,
I think it's important we point that out in case we're going through it, you know?
Absolutely. And there are always waves of craziness and times when you feel like you're not doing your job and stuff like that. But I think, you know, it's one of those things that rocks your world. And then you know, it's also something that I think is fascinating and beautiful, and I wouldn't trade my kid for any other kid. You know, she's pretty awesome. So I think I don't regret it for a moment. But I do think there should be a lot more talk about just how very real it is. So I'm glad that you, I appreciate you having me on to kind of talk about that. I think it's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I am glad that you're making music like this, you know, that this is a, because I think it's definitely needed. Let me ask you
Thank
also
you.
Before I let you go, you doing okay under COVID and all that? Everything okay in any steel world?
We're doing all right. It's not easy to corral a 5-year-old inside the house. She's making the best of it.
Only
Yeah, you know, there's kind of a spike here right now. It's pretty nuts to be in Los Angeles at this time. I'm hoping that they don't, you know, that we don't have to shut down again completely. We're able to take walks and hikes and bike rides and stuff like that as long as we, you know, wear our masks and stuff. But yes, it's a crazy time to live in the world for sure. But luckily we are healthy and safe. Yeah.
That's awesome to hear. That's awesome to hear. Yeah. We're worried about the same thing. Like I said, I'm in Broward County, which is, you know, the Studio 54, it seems, of Corona. You know, it's,
oh God. Okay.
Yeah. Lots of dumb people here. That's all I'm saying,
yikes,
man. Looking like we're going to have to do all this.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're right up against the time. We're going to wrap things up. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 200 of them. Actually, I think like 250. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcast. If you're listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcast or any of those other podcast platforms, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That really helps out, keeps us up at the top of the page, and boy, is that helpful when I'm talking to our advertisers. Why, they pick up the phone then. No, our advertisers are wicked cool. Be sure to check them all out, and they all have a code, which you've heard during the commercials and whatnot. Use those. You can save a couple bucks. Anyhow, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will be back on the 3rd of July, which is this coming Friday, so we will see you then. Have a good one, everybody. Bye, Annie.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you. All right. See you soon.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.